out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
You know, throughout this fall season, we'll say, I managed to only have one pumpkin spice latte this year.
Wow.
I'm trying to cut
You're
back.
You're slipping.
Yeah, a little bit, I suppose. They are very sweet and high in sugar, so it was a treat for sure, and one time only I did that. But who knew about St. Hildegard and putting all of those spices together that she was really the originator of the pumpkin spice? So thank you. It's always a saint.
Yes. There is. It's really funny how much Catholicism is in our everyday culture, and I don't think most people even realize.
Yeah.
You know, a cappuccino came from the Capuchin monks.
That's right.
Pumpkin spice came from St. Hildegard. It's awesome.
And
I
of course, the beer. Don't forget the beer.
Right. Yes. Love the Benedictines for that.
Oh, well, hopefully you will enjoy a wonderful pumpkin pie and pray and thank God for all that he has given us. And that includes the gift of the saints. I got to say a big thank you to Miss Gatto and all of the kids down at St. Thomas More, their kindergarten class. They are a small but mighty group of kids, and it was a lot of fun to hear them and all of the things that they are thankful for as well. So we're getting ready here for the big Thanksgiving feast. It is tomorrow, and many families coming together. In fact, millions of families coming together. And so I thought we'd play a little game today, Brian, of over or under. I've got some statistics on Thanksgiving this year, and you're going to tell me if the number is the actual number is more or less. So I'm going to lie to you all morning long here, and then you got to tell me, you know, how far off I am on that lie and see how much you know. Okay. So the first one is, so we're talking about Thanksgiving. Lots of people traveling today. They said the afternoon is going to be the worst time to travel, so I'm actually going to wait until that moment to leave the studio, I think, here. But lots of people getting together. In the entire United States, of course, Thanksgiving and our American holiday, is it more or less than 82% who will be getting together to celebrate Thanksgiving? Or not even together, that they just celebrate Thanksgiving, either together, by themselves, going out. Is it more or less than 82% of the population?
I can't imagine anybody not wanting to celebrate, so I'm going to say more than 82%.
It is more than 82%. It's actually 85%. But, you know, the difference between 82% of the American population and 85% of the American population, it's almost 10 million. So yes, so just a few percentage points more. So yeah, that's very good. So you got one right there. All right, this is just a 50-50 question for you. Is the cost of the Thanksgiving dinner for an average of 10 people, is it more or less expensive this year? Is the average?
Way more.
You think it's more?
I think it's more than last year. Really? It's less?
It's actually
for 10 people.
For 10 people, wow. On average, it's about $55 less this year, according to economic reports. So, yeah, that's kind of interesting. Here's the statistics is what it says, though. Of course, on the expense list, food dominates the list at $175 per household is the average, with another $110 going towards the beverage. So that's about $275 for, that's a lot of money on beverages. I mean, really, how expensive can the soda and lemonades be?
Well, we usually have adult beverages, and those tend to be about $15, $20 a bottle.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure, what they are getting at. Okay, you're 1-1 here, Brian, so far. All right, the next question is, you know, a lot of the kids that we're talking on our recordings today, they are, one was specifically thankful for the turkeys, another one liked birds, and many of them are ready to eat turkey at Thanksgiving. So exactly how many turkeys are going to be eaten on Thanksgiving this year? Is it more or less than 43 million turkeys?
I'm going to say more.
Yeah, that is correct. Now, remembering how many millions of people there are right. in the U.S., but not by much more. 46 million. 46
that's a lot
million.
Of turkeys.
That's a lot of turkeys.
Wow.
And they're big. So it's not like, you know, one per household, you know, that celebrates, you know, is going to do it. So that's a lot of turkey. But everybody really wants to know the best thing that goes with. Now, if you're thinking about what goes with the turkey, it's the mashed potatoes. There in Idaho, I bet yep. that a whole lot of the inventory of potatoes is sold for tomorrow's feast. All right. So is it how much mashed potatoes will be served up this holiday? Is it more or less than 198 million pounds? Million pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it more or wow. less than 198?
Well, mashed potatoes do weigh a lot, and I'm trying to do the math in my head. Is it more than that?
Is okay, now that was an upward inflection, so that's a question.
It's more than that.
It's more than that. It's more than 198 million. In fact, it's 214 million pounds of
wow.
mashed potatoes going to be made tomorrow. That's a
and
lot.
Idaho thanks you. Idaho thanks you from the bottom of our heart that you bought all those potatoes to mash up tomorrow.
I've got myself. In fact, I have some potatoes, and we got into them for last week's dinner, so I have to go get some more potatoes
more.
Today. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Now, I plan to start cooking tonight, and then off and on throughout the day tomorrow, we'll have more feasting that will happen. So the host, so I consider myself the host, but I will definitely get help. How much time is spent on Thanksgiving preparing the meal? How much time, I don't even know if it's on Thanksgiving. It's just an overall number. How much time okay. overall is spent preparing one single meal? Is it more or less than 11 hours? More or less than 11 Ooh. Hours of prep time to get the Thanksgiving meal done.
Does it count shopping as part of that or just the preparation on Thanksgiving?
You know, the internet does not give me statistics. It just says...
I'll say less.
Less
a little less.
Then.
That's a long time.
11 hours is a long time. Yeah, no. But this is still a long time when you think about it. 9.6 hours, so nearly 10 yeah. hours. Nearly 10 hours spent just getting the single meal done. Oh, I don't know that I'll spend quite that much time. I've got help, though, too. So we'll have to see.
And what's heartbreaking about that is that your Thanksgiving feast is usually over in like less than a half an hour.
I know.
So all of that time and effort, and then you're done and you have to go put away all the leftovers. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, all that work. Yep. All that work.
All that work. Is it worth it? Yes.
Yes.
If the conversation at the table was good, absolutely it is worth it. Okay, here we go then. A couple more. The average sitting down at that table and eating and really throughout the day, the average number of calories consumed throughout the day Ooh. On Thanksgiving, is it more or less than 2,843?
It's more than that. No, it's got to be more than that. How much pie are you eating, America? I'm having at least three slices of pie, and that alone has got to be over 2,800 calories.
According to Wallet Hub, this is their statistic, the average calories consumed on Thanksgiving per person, 2,092 calories. That seems terribly low to me because they also said something about having to, it takes so many hours to walk off 4,000 calories. So yeah, I'm thinking that one might be off, but I cannot just be making up statistics.
Deakins came up with that.
Perhaps. Well, Deakins definitely came up with this one. Men and women combined, how many alcoholic beverages do they plan on partaking? Averaging men and women combined. More or less than three?
More.
Oh, come on.
come on. Who's doing these statistics?
See, the women, see, the average, though, men for sure, men will drink nearly four. Women will drink just over two. So when you combine them together, 2.7 was the actual average number between them. And the most being wine, beer, and whiskey. That is what you are getting this year. Well, Brian, I think overall, for the most part, you got a few wrong, but what you did get right is the attitude about sitting down for Thanksgiving. You are a winner indeed, and we hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.